describing that great time when Mashiach finally comes, the Rambam says in the end of his compilation, Mishneh Torah, Le'yisham le'rav v'le mulchama, there'll be no hunger and no war. V'le kina v'sachrus, there'll be no jealousy, no competition. Then the Rambam says that the reason for all this is Shahateva mushpas harbe, because there'll be a tremendous profusion of goodness. The chola madanim, and all delicacies of delights, mitsuyin ka'afar, will be as available as dust. The Rambam seems to employ poetic language here, or unnecessary redundancy. In the Rambam's Hakdama to the entirety of the Sefer of Mishneh Torah, he describes the style that he intends to use. V'ro'isi l'chaber, says the Rambam, I have seen it fit to compile dvorim hamizborerim mikol elu achiburim, things that have become very, very clear from all of the other codes and writings, the manuscripts and tomes that preceded him. All of them, says Rambam, bilshon brura, they will all be in a concise and precise language, derech tzara. The Rambam also rules halachically in the laws of deis. In halacha daod, he says, b'divrei tevra u'b'divrei chochma, when you speak of words of Torah, of words of wisdom, yiyu divrei ha'adam ma'atim, a person's words should be short and few, but in yoneihem, the content, merubim. And the Rambam says this ultimately is a dictum of our sages. La'ilam yishana adam l'talmidav derech tzara. People who teach Torah should do it concisely, as the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim on page 3. Why then, when it came to the Rambam describing the end of time, does he seemingly use unnecessary verbiage? Sha'ateva mushpas harbe, and then adding v'chola ma'adan and mitzurin ka'afar. Isn't it enough if there's an abundance of good? So the Rebbe explained this to one of his Adronim. He said, Hateva tia mushpas harbe, a lot of good, this is shoyl, this rules out the possibility of hunger or war. After all, why would you go to war when you have everything you need? But it doesn't rule out the possibility of jealousy. I might have abundance, but I could still be jealous that somebody else might have more. That is, after all, human nature. And so, the Rambam tells us that not only will there be an abundance, but in addition to this, he says, V'chola ma'adanim mitzuyin ka'afar. In other words, there'll be no value. Value-driven jealousy by the perception that somebody else has something more valuable than me will simply fade away in that future when Mashiach comes. As to the kina and tachros, the Rebbe said that kina is a hergish belev, it's a feeling in the heart. Tachros is what it brings to actual competition. My dear friends, this will be a wonderful time in which not only will there be no actual wars, but people's value system will change forever. Materialism will be meaningless. The only focus will be L'das es Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu.